And I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God, and how are you?
I am doing fine. I'm doing fine.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So we will not discuss Parshat HaShavua this show. We will discuss the Purim party that is coming.
Right. I thought, you know, we would talk about a little bit about what Purim is, why we celebrate it, a little bit maybe more, a little deeper meaning into what Purim is, and then also, you know, talk about the Purim party, which is coming up very, very soon.
Yeah.
But if you go and look, you know, the Purim story and the miracle that happened on Purim, as opposed to many other holidays that we celebrate, commemorates the story that happened to our ancestors in seemingly natural ways. Not like Pesach, Passover, Hanukkah, each step along the way was not out of the ordinary. And the question really is, did God have anything to do with it? Did God have anything to do with the story of Purim? Because if you go and look at the Megillah, at the scroll, at the story that we read from the scroll, God's name is not mentioned, not even once. It is the only book in the whole Torah like this.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if we go and look at the name of the book that we read on Purim, we sort of get a clue of the theme of Purim and the idea of what happened, because it's called Megillat Esther.
Esther's scrolls.
Right. And Esther, a Megillah, comes from Megaleh, from the word of revealing.
Yeah.
And Esther comes from Aster, hidden. So, the revealing the hidden is really what the Megillah is all about. So if you go and look at who were the most influential Jews at the time of the story of Purim was Mordechai. He was a Jewish leader at the time. He was also, a lot of people don't know, a distinguished officer set at the gates of the palace. Esther, who was a relative to Mordechai, was a Jewish queen in the palace. And the Megillah tells us the response of the leaders of the Jews to the decree that was coming out by Haman and through Ahasuerus the king. But Mordechai's first reaction was, let's go rip our clothes, have ashes, and pray to God. And Esther's reaction was to tell Mordechai, to tell the Jews, fast, do teshuvah, repent, then I'll go to the king. You think about it, it's such a surprising, wondrous thing. We'd expect two people who had such high influence with the king to use their connection and position first everything that they wanted to do, and then go and return, and then go and ask God for help. No. They first turned to God. Why? Because Mordechai and Esther realized and they recognized that all that happens in this world and in our lives is part of a greater plan, God's master plan. And is really directed by a higher source. They recognize that God hides himself in our physical world and doesn't allow him to be noticed. Mordechai and Esther knew that Haman and Ahasuerus' decree, the king, was not an event that happened to come about. Instead, they knew that everything was directed by God. And our rabbis explain that the whole decree against the Jews came about because the Jews put their faith in a human being as opposed to God.
It's almost like now in this apartheid week.
Absolutely. I was going to, you'll see in a second how everything fits in. What do? They go and rely on the king. The king is now going to make a party for 180 days, and he's inviting everyone. He's inviting the Jews. They feel so important. They feel so empowered. And they're going to go. But what happens? They forget about God. Mordechai told them, you cannot go. It's non-kosher. He's going to try and get you to do things that you shouldn't be doing. But they didn't listen. Because they felt that privilege as a human being, as the king, was going to be inviting them. So Hashem decided to hide himself from the Jews. That's how evil Haman's decree came about. And what happened? What did Esther and Mordechai do first to annul it? What they decided to do was not go straight to Ahasuerus, to the king, but they went to the king of kings. go beyond the natural ways. Let's find God where he isn't hidden. Let's reveal him. Let's make him be known to the Jewish people that there is a Hashem, there is a God in the world, and everything that Hashem is telling us, everything that Hashem is doing, he's doing for the good. It's in a hidden way. And that's in our lives. Sometimes we don't see things. We don't understand why certain things are happening. But we have to be able to go the step further. God gives us our independence of choice to be able to choose whether we want to do right or wrong, whether we want to do good or bad. You know, God, if God would reveal us the choice of good all the time, what type of world would there be?
Yeah.
You know, God gives us the free choice. God gives us a knife. We have that choice to use that knife to kill someone, God forbid, or to do surgery. Evil is there for us not to choose it. Good, light, dispels and takes away the darkness. So regardless of the darkness that we're living in right now, if we, as Jews and as a community, stand together, we bring out the light. You know, when you have a room that's full of darkness, it's a dark room, and you have a small little candle, you don't even realize how enormous that effect of that light has on the room. And so if we stand strong to what we believe, we know what's right. God is in the world. We need to reveal him, like in the story of Purim. Through that, then God becomes part of our world. Then God becomes part of our family. And then we realize what our true mission is in this world. And that's what the story of Purim really teaches us. That's why God's name is not written in the Torah. In the Megillah, sorry.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, this, in a week from Sunday, is the grand annual Purim party at the JCC in the gym. It's the theme of this year's Purim is Purim in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Africa, African jungle. We're going to be featuring a drum circle, which will be phenomenal. There is going to be a full meal, full dinner, as well as we're going to be having a special meat flavored and everything, the way that it is done in South Africa. It just came in from Atlanta. There's a butcher in Atlanta that does South African meat, and it was just brought in FedEx on dry ice in a cooler, and it is a phenomenal treat that I would venture to say that probably anyone that comes to the Purim party has never eaten it in their life.
Okay.
If they want to look it up, they can look it up. It's called Burevort. And besides all the amazing other food that's going to be there, which is being catered by Mazal, so it's going to be a phenomenal time. It's Sunday at 4:30. It's going to be the Megillah reading on March 16th. And 5 o'clock is the party with a full meal. So if you're planning on coming, please give us a call, 519-256-2572, or email windsorrabbi@gmail.com to make sure that we prepare enough food and correctly and make sure we know how many people are coming.
That's great.
So that is in regards to Purim. So, you know, this whole week has been... has been a really, really challenging week for a lot of Jewish students on campus, and not only Jewish students, a lot of students in general, whether they be Christian, whether they be Muslim, feel that what has happened on campus is an outright disgrace. It's disrespectful.
It gives bad name to Windsor, to the Windsor University, and to the Canadian high education.
Absolutely, and I commend President Alan Wilderman in taking the lead in doing the investigation and asking the council to postpone the meeting on the referendum, and hopefully they will listen and give a due diligence and justice in allowing President Wilderman to do what he has to do in making sure and restore the safety that there is and that there has to be on campus, regardless of what affiliation you are. And I hope that he can pull through with proving that the referendum and the information was not passed was not given in due diligence to all students. Students felt intimidated. They had to vote a certain way. And, you know, I think it's quite disgraceful if you go and look at a 5 or 6% of the university campus and students-wise can be running such a thing and making such a terrible bad name in regards to the student body as a whole and the University of Windsor.
I agree with you. So, Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too.
And next week I won't be here. It will be a recorded show. So, get ready for Purim.
Yep, we will see everyone.
So we want to tell the listeners again about the time and the place where the...
4:30 on March 16 will be the Megillah reading, and 5 o'clock the party will start a full dinner. It is at the Jewish Community Center in the gymnasium. And we are going to be having a drum circle. An adult is $15 a person. A child 12 and under is free. Thank you to an anonymous sponsor who does not want the kids to have to pay.
That's right.
As well as it is also being co-sponsored by Mary Kamen, in as she's always done a co-sponsorship on the Purim party. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of food, a lot of energy, a lot of smiles, and a lot of laughter, a lot of drumming. So I encourage everyone to come.
And a lot of Israeli products.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Absolutely. You know, I want to tell everyone, I mean, if you really want to boycott Israel and in the BDS, I would like you to really follow through in if this is something that you really, truly believe, that if you have a cell phone right now, please go and throw it in the garbage, because that is something that was created. The technology comes out of Israel.
And if you have a Intel microchip on your computer.
That's right. You know, I believe if you firmly believe in something, then you need to do it all the way.
Yeah.
You can't just choose and pick and choose. So please don't throw away your laptop and go and throw away your cell phone.
Don't use voicemails.
And you know, it's interesting. Novocaine that used for toothaches, created by a Jew, by Wiedel and Wiel. There's a lot of treatment of ear and brain damage that was created by Robert Barham, who's a Jewish Nobel Prize winner. The list can just go on. Digital, for heart disease, a million different things. But you know what, if you want to be able to do that, I respect that, but then do it all the way. You cannot pick and choose and start saying, well, this is good for me, this is not good for me. It doesn't work like that.
They can't even play Mastermind.
That's right.
Okay. So, Rabbi, thank you again, and we'll talk 2 weeks from today.
Yes, and have a wonderful week, and
we'll see you at the party, at the
God willing, Sunday
party.
Yep.
Thank
Be
you
well.
Again.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.